Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've had two nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off and goes head first for 10. Leading by six, Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch and out across the 35. Play action, Purdy, use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Steiny and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
I don't think it's any simpler than this. The next two games are going to go a long way toward what Brock Purdy is for this franchise. I truly believe that. Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people think Brock Purdy's going to get paid. Would I bet on it? I would absolutely bet on it. But these are the next two games, and these next two games, we're going to get to see him in a different light. And it's going to give us a different way to evaluate him. If he shines, more power to him. And he'll entrench himself as the long-term quarterback. But it's a temporary league in the NFL. And if he struggles, then the questions are going to resurface. There's no way to avoid that, I don't think. I really don't.
And I'm not mad at you. I'm kind of like the texter that sent you the text, Donnie. I just feel like, you know what, after these two games, if it's only two, we got 13 more. And guess what's going to happen during that 13 with or without Debo or McCaffrey? If one of them is out, we're going to continue, you know, to grade and assess as we get down closer to the end of the season. So what I'd like to do, Stoney, is just tell you my prognosis, because this was brought to my attention, and I know you and Evan don't know this, but I got a staff. Oh. I got a staff of people that Squirt, 49er Frankie, Silk Basie, Big Dex Tone, they bring things to my attention. Mm-hmm. And 49er Frankie text Bonte. I got mad at him because I wanted it from 10 to 2. But he talked about Brock Purdy, who one thing that I like about him, one of his traits, unlike Jimmy, is he always keeps his eyes downfield. He's looking for that big play, right? And yep. I got to give him credit for it, and that's what I want my quarterback to do, okay? I'm on record as saying that I'd rather coach a guy that shoots too much than doesn't shoot enough. But watching that game Sunday, Steiny, and him stare down receivers, I'd like to see him do a little more Joe Montana and take stuff in the flat and dump it off. And Bonte was talking about this morning because he got the intel too. He had, Brock Purdy did, he had Mason and a couple other guys in the flat a few times, and he bypassed it because he's conditioned, and I like it, looking downfield to make that big money play. But sometimes, again, what made Joe Montana great is I'll take what the defense gives you. So I'd like to see moving forward, if I could talk to Brock or he's listening, you know what? Hey, keep doing you. But sometimes that check down can keep the chains moving, and you don't have to put the ball in harm's way.
I thought check down was not good for a quarterback.
Oh, good God. Joe Montana did it with the best of them.
When Alex Smith did it, everybody hated
it. Well, he did it the whole game. Well, right? I love you, Alex. But, yeah, I just like that's my Purdy prognosis, Donnie. Just, hey, if you can. And, you know, and some are going to say, well, McCaffrey wasn't there, Guru. That's why you didn't see it. But, no. See, it's
Mason can't catch out of the backfield. Apparently, he's caught two balls in two games. So they clearly don't. That's not a priority for them.
Wow.
Mason, at least.
Well, you know what?
And Mason.
I would like, and I'm being selfish here, Steiny, if that's the case and Guerrero can't do it, which I don't believe, let the world see or give these grown men or these young grown-ass men the opportunity on the big stage to prove the Steinmetz is wrong that I got hands. But that's what I'd like to see from Brock. And again, he might be like my security blanket, shout out Linus, is McCaffrey. But it's got to be Guerrero. It could be somebody else, Donnie. Take what's in the flat sometimes and keep the chains moving.
Brock Purdy leads the league right now in passing yards. 550. Leads the league in passing yards.
That bothers me a little bit.
If you had to grade him on this past week, what would your grade be for Brock Purdy?
Mm.
And also, the question I have is, put yourself in Kyle Shanahan's shoes going into this game against the Rams. Do you try to run it more this week without McCaffrey and without Debo? Or do you run it less because you're missing your two best running backs?
Well, that's a good call.
If you think Debo Samuel's better than Mason.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Let's just say another running threat. Let's not say one's better than the other.
I'm excited, Stoney. I'm stepping on you. My bad. I'll tell you what. Do the Niners have a Marvin Harrison Jr.? Because they better, and that's Brandon Ayuk. And the reason I bring that up is he just shredded the Rams defense in the first quarter. Stoney, I mean, he got behind the defenders. So let's hope Brandon Ayuk can do that, and that's something that Kyle saw on tape. And maybe it's Jennings. Maybe it's Brandon Ayuk. But I'll say this. We all know how lucky we are in the Bay that Ricky Pearsall, and he's the luckiest of them all, Ricky Pearsall, Steiny, is still with us and avoid disaster. And you just think about now when you just look at it from a football perspective, losing Debo and McCaffrey, you know, how big of a deal it would have been or an opportunity for him if he were ready to go to kind of step in and show us what he can do. But he's not available. But you got me thinking about Brock Purdy's grade. Is that through two games, Tiny?
Just the game against the Vikings.
I would go C-. When you have a fumble and an interception and the guru metrics, Tiny, you put some balls that could have been picked off. They weren't. I don't think that was his best game.
Who do you think? Well, let's say I want to hear Brian Baldinger because he was asked about.
And then you give me his grade when you come back.
Fair enough. Yeah. I will play this Brian Baldinger sound, what he thought of Brock Purdy's performance on Sunday. But I'm going to open up the lines at 888-957-9570. It's Tuesday, and now's when we look back on his performance. He was 28 for 36. That's a 78% passer completion rating. He had a touchdown, he had an interception, he had a fumble, he threw for 300 yards. How would you assess Brock Purdy's performance? Was it good enough? Does it need to be better? Oh. Did other players let Purdy down? 888-957-9570. But let's take a look at let's take a listen to what Brian Baldinger said. He was on the morning roast this morning with Bonte and Shasky.
Thought he was good. He's always good. I mean, those tough throws in the middle of the field are tough. I don't know how to describe it, Joe. He wasn't all world, and I think some people just think he's got to be all world. He misses McCaffrey in the passing game, for sure. There's no question about that. He's just such a difference maker on really easy throws, but in space where he does so much damage after, not to take anything away from Jordan. I think they do miss him. No, he didn't. He did deliver the knockout shots that, for example, that Sam did, you know, from the other side. I mean, the throw to Justin Jefferson and the throw to Naylor at the end. Like, he didn't deliver those type of knockout shots that you want him to be able to do.
That was Brian Baldinger on with the morning show. Said he wasn't all world, but he's pretty darn good. But then he went on, and this is what I want to talk about, Goo. Take a listen.
I do think he is kind of staring some receivers down. I think he is locked in on some guys, and he's kind of probably waiting too long for things to open up. And some of that is, okay, Ayuk wasn't there at all during training camp in the offseason, kind of waiting on some things to happen, and you could be found guilty of that sometimes.
Yes, six sacks on Sunday. Man. Brock Purdy was sacked six times.
Yeah. And I'm not putting that all. And, go ahead, Stein.
And the guy who we can't win without, he allowed four pressures and a sack.
Yeah, wasn't his best game.
No.
You're talking about Big 71.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Big 71.
And I'll say this to Baldy. He was being nice, Donnie, because anytime the quarterback of said team has 7 points midway through the fourth, and that's what the Niners had, only seven, that was kind of like my term, I got lipstick on a pig. The numbers look better than the actual than what they actual were, because you got a lot of stuff when I think Minnesota thought, you know what, we're up two scores, we got the game, we'll lay off. But it is what it is. But, yeah, that wasn't Brock Purdy's best, and now you got me, and I already naturally was excited about moving forward. Goo, people are, I don't care what you say, are going to look at him through a different prism of what are you and how much are you bringing to the table.
So no Deebo Samuel, no Christian McCaffrey.
Damn.
So who does the onus fall on against the Rams? Who does the onus to pick up the slack fall upon? Is it Brock Purdy? Does Brock Purdy need to be the kind of quarterback that you pay $60 million? Is it Brandon Ayuk, who missed all the training camp and has been suspect the first two games?
Damn.
But you're going to need him on Sunday to be the number one receiver that he is being paid like. Is it Jordan Mason? Would you like to see Jordan Mason carry the load on Sunday? More than 20 carries and establish the run game? Or is it on Kyle Shanahan?
Whoa.
Is it on Kyle Shanahan, who now has gained a reputation for being able to devise an offense with all different kinds of personnel and find a way to put points on the board? Who does the onus fall on against the LA Rams on Sunday? 888-957-9570. What should the approach be? You're listening to
Explaining Football to the friend who's just there for the nachos. Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love. An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I mean,
that's a great question, man.
Ideal world, you'd have Jordan Mason racking up his third straight 100-yard game. And in a perfect world, I think Brandon Ayuk has his big breakout game this year where he catches balls for 100 yards. Is that possible with all the attention that Ayuk's probably going to face, Goo?
You know what? When you're getting the Steph Curry, the 30 mil a year, I don't care if you're doubled and triple teamed. You got to go Justin Jefferson. And we saw what he did to the Niners. So I'm expecting that from Brandon Ayuk. I think we're to the point now, Steiny, after two games. No excuses. These athletes, if you're going to get paid and hold in and hold out, you got to get ready. And what did Fred Warner say? I think he was talking to himself and the rest of the team and Aiyuk, Stoney. I'm tired of talking about my bad or hearing it. So your question's phenomenal. The core of who I am as a sports fan wants to say players make plays. But I believe right now, today, Tuesday, Kyle Shanahan knows who and what Brock Purdy is, what he's good at, what he's deficient at, and everybody else on that roster. So I think it's up to him to scheme something to allow the Masons, Garindos maybe, the Kittles, and the Aiyuks, and that offensive line, who that was a D-plus performance by the offensive line. They got a snap back. So does that offend you, Stoney? Radio offend you if I say I'm putting it on the coach?
No. No. Is it all on the coach? Not all on the coach.
It can't be.
But if you – no, I think
like Sirianni's
fair.
A dummy right now because Barkley dropped the ball. Who do you blame? I blame the play call, but that's neither here nor there. Why wouldn't you run the ball?
Well, because
– you could have ran it twice and took 45 seconds off the clock. Why would you give them a timeout? Why would you – go ahead.
You dropped the ball. Right in the
why would
basket.
You throw it though for him to for that to even be a possibility? Bleed the clock.
Yeah,
it's up here. What's the meme where the brother pointing to his dome? You got to think. You got to use it.
See, this is the part. The second guessing. I don't know.
But isn't catches that life.
He catches that ball and waltzes in like he should. And everyone's saying, oh, what a riverboat gambler. Oh, you got to love that gutsy play call.
Yeah, but it's not all to answer your question on Kyle, but I think he knows the strengths and weaknesses of what he's dealing with.
Let me ask 49er fans this question about Kyle Shanahan and tell me what you think you know of him. How do you think he's going to handle the absences of McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel? Will Kyle Shanahan get more conservative, play it a little more safe, run the ball a little bit more, keep Brock Purdy as much as he can out of harm's way, safe passes, or without two weapons, do you have to expect more out of Brock Purdy? Mm. Do you have to ask him maybe to make more plays than he's normally making? Are you going to ask him to maybe take or play, let's say, a little bit riskier than he normally does because they're just going to be short a couple talented players? How do you think Kyle Shanahan handles the way plays are called against the LA Rams? 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Jeff. Jeff is in Marin. What's going on, Jeff? How you Jeff. Doing, man?
Good, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. So I think a couple things. One, I think they got speed on the team that they're not utilizing. And now that Debo's down, I think it's time, and McCaffrey's down. You got this kid, Garendo, who runs is 220, runs a 4.3 speed. Put him in the backfield. Maybe put him in the backfield with Mason. Split him out. Let him be a receiver. You know, you've got Cowling, who's a speed burner, who demonstrated in preseason that he's got some connection getting down the field and getting the big pass. We showed absolutely no quick strike capabilities that I think we actually have, both with Purdy's arm and Shanahan's offensive game plan. So I think that's an important step. The only other comment I wanted to make, and I think Steinmetz is going to jump all over me about this, but the third and goal against the Vikings, where, you know, he sits there and he goes to basically a flare pass out to deep. What were you freaking thinking there, right? And I know what Steinmetz is going to say. What? No, you put the ball in the ball player's hands. It's not the player who's being called upon. It's the play that's being called that I question there.
That's fair.
I don't have a problem. I didn't like that call either with Deebo
Samuel.
Say
it. You said it yesterday. I couldn't believe that.
I don't know. I didn't like that play.
And Green was on the call with the great Kevin Harlan, Stoney, and they were basically almost like, you think they're going to run here, like basically saying give the ball to the monster. The dude Baldy said punishes and finishes runs, but they chose to get cute. Like that was too cute for my liking. And it didn't work.
No, it didn't work. It didn't work. See, I actually look at, and they were different situations, but the play that didn't work to Deebo Samuel, and then the play last night where Saquon Barkley dropped the ball. I get it. If you run there and you don't get it, you take 35 more seconds off the
there
clock.
There you go. That's
then
all.
You take the field goal.
Okay.
And now you only give Kirk Cousins a minute to score
instead
of a minute and 46. By the same token, the play was perfect. The play was perfect. It's a catch he makes 9 out of 10 times. So,
but I guess you could fumble on the run had you ran. I guess you could say that that could have happened. But to me, Stoney, it's about the math. I'm bleeding the clock. You know what I'm saying? Like I am, and you did that and gave them basically a timeout.
I mean,
yeah, he should have caught it. We all know that. But the fact of the matter is, he didn't.
Yeah, no, he didn't. And he blew the game for him. Saquon Barkley.
Well, the defense,
he makes
too.
The catch.
The defense and the defensive coordinator stand. Stoney, how do you get down the field that fast? Like, is
because
this
it's
the
Kirk
new,
Cousins.
It's the new NFL.
It's
I don't
Kirk
like it.
Cousins.
With no timeouts, they got all the way down
exactly.
there. Like, it's a video game.
Give credit to the quarterback.
Now, I will give Kirk. Hey, Ryan Clark said something I deem profound. He said that he basically saved the Falcons at Kirk Cousins' season. He was just in the sense that they came together and got that win, man. Like, that hanging right over him.
I mean, the call to Deebo Samuel had no chance. They lost 8 yards on the play. It had no chance.
Right. Why run
the
it?
The play that the Eagles ran last night is wide open, and you need a guy to do his job, and he didn't do it. And now it puts you in a spot where you're giving the ball to the Falcons with a minute 45 instead of a minute.
And it could have been two plays had you ran for both teams. The Niners could have tried to run the ball, got to the goal line on fourth down and went for it, fourth and goal, handed off again, run. The tush push. I know they don't do that, but that could have been two plays. But Deebo lost yardage, so that was off the board.
Right.
Same with Philly. You could have ran on 3rd and 3.
Okay, you don't get it.
And run again.
No.
Just they would have been backed up.
Yeah, but then a field goal ties it.
Yeah, but still, you got in that instance, you got to be thinking, we ain't letting no man Kirk take us downfield. And he was just right. Boy,
football, man,
the new NFL. There's something about you. Hey, I want to test something. So you had a theory last week about Kyle likes to run it more than pass. That's how I process it. But tell me, Stoney, why he would go up to Minnesota without your running back and throw the ball 36 times and only run it 20 with a punisher back there in Mason. That leads me to believe I don't know what to expect, or I'm done trying to find out what to expect with Kyle and his game plan against the Rams. Are we going to see 45 passes against the Rams? 50? I don't want to speak for you, but you kind of were on the freeway of he don't look at Brock like that, like a gunslinger to where he wants to put it. Stoney, he almost threw 40 times.
My question to 49er fans is, do you believe like Guru that Jordan Mason didn't run the ball enough against the Vikings? I mean, I'm just looking at the practical part of it, and that is you played a lot of the game, or you played a good portion of the game, you were down 10-0, and you played another portion of the game where you're down 20-7, and I mean, that might be the difference between 20 carries and 25 carries. I saw the ratio of passing to running. It was 38 to 26, I believe, 37 to 25. So clearly the 49ers threw the ball more than they liked. But I got to.
Do we know that? Do we know that they did it more than they liked? If he died, you know, like.
Well, I can just take Kyle Shanahan at his word that he wants 50-50. And the reason he wants 50-50 is because when you go run the ball half the time and throw the ball half the time, it does keep the defense a little more off balance than if you're a pass-heavy team. So I got to take Kyle Shanahan's word for it, and I got to also take the stats into consideration during the Kyle Shanahan tenure. He loves to run the ball. In a perfect world, he's running the ball to set up the pass. He was down. They were down a good portion of that game. Was that the reason why Jordan Mason carried only 20 times?
First drive, they threw it three straight times, Donnie. They didn't even try to establish
the run. Those are scripted.
It was 0-0.
Those are scripted.
You are right.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.